This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Files sync and share. It's all over the place. You're hearing talk about it wherever you turn, including right here at StorageSwiss.com. George Crump, our founder and lead analyst, also with us here on the program today to talk about file sync and share. And George, you found one from Sooner that you've been running through the lab, and now we're running through as a lab for the entire group here. What do you think of this product?
Well, Charlie, I like it a lot. As you said, you know, we use a lot of these different solutions. Obviously, most people are going to get to settle in on one, but yeah, to keep the sort of the neutral part going, we've got to look at a lot of different solutions. What is interesting about Sooner is we've been using it a lot to distribute some of the video content that, of course, you help produce. And in that way, it is particularly good because some of the other file sync and share services have some limits on how much capacity you can put in it and things like that. And the other challenge we always have with our Chalk Talk videos is the size of them. As you know, they typically range anywhere from 600 to 800 megabytes. And if one of our clients is traveling or at an airport lounge or something like that, downloading 800 megabits on a public internet connection can be a very long and frustrating process. What Sooner allows you to do is, if you're in that situation, you can actually stream the video and watch it in place instead of having to download it. And then, of course, you still have the option to download it later.
One thing about Sooner that I really like, too, is the controller in the networking file and the preferences to where you can control how much bandwidth you want to dedicate to either the upload or the download stream. So you can go as fast or as slow as you want to go.
Yeah, that, you know, and that's critical because as you know, I'm also a big Skype user. So if we were doing, for example, a podcast and we're doing Skype and I'm at the same time uploading a video that we've done to Sooner, I can throttle that bandwidth down so I can have some of the bandwidth left for my IP communications. We ran another product in the past that I won't name, that when we would upload files to that, it just took everything it had its hands on and you couldn't pretty much get anything done until the upload finished.
It just totally jammed up everything. Now, what we're using is the Sooner desktop interface, which is a lot different than the web-based interface. So that's where I think we're liking this a whole lot more, is because this desktop interface, at least for the Mac, is just absolutely seamless. But you can get files up and down at the same time at a very good rate of speed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also like the web interface too, because as you know, I've adopted a Chromebook here recently, and I was able to reshare a movie that a customer had lost a link for with just logging into the web interface and going that way. Some services have no web interface, and so, you know, if I'm on my Chromebook, I can't use it. So there's a lot of pluses there. You can also, with the with the web browser, you can do commenting. You can, note on a file, hey, you know, this opening doesn't look good or something like that. So we can do a lot of different things. The other really interesting aspect to me about Sooner is it also essentially can act as a backup app. If you noticed when you were doing the install, one of your options is to be able to back up all your documents or something like that automatically. And that's kind of interesting for two reasons. Number one, of course, it gives you another level of data protection. And then number two, one of the challenges with sharing stuff over the cloud is that they got to be to the cloud. Well, this sort of gets your data to the cloud automatically without you having to think about it.
The one thing about the web interface, though, to upload using the advanced uploader, you have to use Java. If you don't have the latest update of Java, then everything gets shut down. You have to go to the old interface, and I've had about three errors on that. Plus, when you use Java in the advanced uploader, you have to set it on unsafe mode. And that sends your Macintosh Safari going absolutely nuts with, whoa, 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 you're going to use Java unsafe. That may be something that Sooner wants to look at in the future, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, that's a really good point.
Nothing's perfect, but if you take everything in total with this Sooner product for file sync and share, I think you have to give it a number of positive stars.
Yeah, I agree, especially if you're in a business situation. You know, and the other thing we haven't talked about yet is the iPad interface. Their iPad interface is spectacular. You can do the same things that you can do online. So if I just have my iPad with me and I want to share a file or something like that, all I got to do is find it and then, you know, tell it to share it. You can also edit Word documents directly in the interface. So if you've got a Word document up there that you want to share and edit, they actually have a Word editor built into their tool. So again, you get to that's frankly a really good deal. And from an IT perspective, you can control what's happening on these devices.
Oh, and you're talking about the different types of documents you can have. You can save pages on Sooner, and you can share a pages document on Sooner. Where you have problems with that on Google Docs and some of the other sharing programs, you have to be basically tied in to that type of interface, the interface that the sharing company wants. Sooner, spreading it out so any type of document can basically go up onto their system.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't know how many people actually use Pages, but for those that do, that's, to me, it's a big deal, because as you know, with some of the other services, the way, I don't know what Apple did with Pages format, but the way that it shows up is it looks like a folder. It just totally trips up these other applications. So the fact that Sooner's been able to nail that is actually quite good.
Yeah, you put a Keynote, for example, on Google Docs and you wind up having nothing but folders. Here you put Keynote up on Sooner and you have the document. That is very important.
Totally agree.
George Crump joining us. A quick two-word review on the Sooner product.
What I would describe it as, it's a business class file sync and share solution that also takes collaboration to a whole new level.
If you want to learn more about the Sooner offering, sign up for our webinar. It's coming up on Thursday the 10th, Thursday, April 10th, 11:30 East Coast, 10:30 Central, 9:30 Mountain, 8:30 out on the West Coast. We'll go through all of this with you right here in a special webinar right here on StorageSwiss.com. If you're listening to this on the website, click on the banner below and it will take you right to where you need to go to sign up for the webinar. For George Crump, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us in the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.